there's only one acceptable family size, and that's basically two kids. Because if you have one, you'll get criticized for not giving your child a sibling. But if you have more than two, that's really too many. So there's a pretty narrow window of being culturally acceptable. I think we don't need to make it more complicated than it is. And this is something that's kind of easier after you've got some distance from it. And, you know, I've got seven kids, so basically no one can say anything that annoys me at this point. But I think you can just very honestly say, I love them. I love these children. And I feel like anyone who wants to continue having a conversation with me at that point is just being malicious and ridiculous and also so presumptuous, because how do they know how you end up with a third baby, right? There is a foolproof way, but clearly our culture doesn't really think that's on the table. Abstinence is something no one could live with. I think we just need to be honest and say, God gave me these children, and I am so thankful, and I adore each of them, and I adore him for giving them to me. And that's a beautiful witness I think we can make. They may not be in a position to receive it very well, but that's their problem. And people think of babies as, you know, something, you know, another thing you can put in your house, and that's a really short-sighted perspective. These are people who will be with you your whole life. And, you know, looking down the years, I just think, oh, my goodness, what are our Christmases going to be like, God willing? And looking forward to the blessings that the Lord has in store for us, and surely the crosses as well, but knowing that there are so many people to share that joy or to carry those burdens together is just humbling.